All right.
Turn it up.
All right. Here we go. Nick Swisher. Wahoo Week. Nick Swisher.
How sick is the cover of that book, by the way,
like
right?
That,
I dig it, bro. First time I've made the cover of a book, dude. I'm stoked. So stoked.
All right, here we go. We are rolling with Nick Swisher in 3, 2, and 1. Nick Swisher joins us on our Wahoo Week coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. Now, Nick, you march into the media room this morning. You're saying,
I'm hot. It's hot in here, man.
I'm fired up.
Ready to go.
I'm cranked up. I'm ready to go.
You know what I think?
Now, is that this morning or just the 2014 season?
Hey, man, my family got in like 2 days ago, bro. I'm ready to go. I've got everybody here. You know, camp this year is so amazing. I think just for, you know, for myself on a personal level, I walked into the locker room first day. I'm saying to myself, man, this is home. I mean, this feels amazing. I think last year we had a lot of obstacles to overcome, 15 new faces, a completely different coaching staff. And I think organizationally what we accomplished last year was probably beyond anybody's comprehension. But I think for us, just being in that spot, building on that camaraderie, keeping things going in the right direction, getting the tribe back to where it belongs, definitely people know we have a team up in Cleveland this year. I can promise you that.
It's interesting because you talk about last year. You can't live off last right. year, but you said you got to build off last
100%.
Year.
100%. I think last year was that perfect building block to propel us hopefully in that right direction. But, I mean, if you look at the lineup, I mean, pretty much the exact same lineup as we had last year, minus a few guys, you know, adding a few key guys here and there. And I think you really got to tip your hat to the front office, man. Really putting a great product out on the field with everything that we have to do. Bringing over some more veteran guys who have been battle-tested, been through the grind, know what it's all about. And for us, man, reaching the postseason is not our goal this year. We want to quit playing games when there's no more games left to be played.
Ah, you stole my
right?
question.
You like that?
Yeah, I do like that, because where's the bar now for 2014?
Well, I think you always got to have that bar high. You know, I know it's an old cheesy line. It's probably written on all sorts of, like, you know, like refrigerator magnets or something, like, shoot for the stars. You know, if you land short, you'll end up on the moon. Or shoot for the moon. If you land short, you'll end up on a star. Either way.
You'll get it.
It's got to be your bull. But I think either way, man, you know, we're really building something great over here. And I think it's just, for me, it's such an honor to be part of this, because it is. It's a resurrection. It really is. And I think for us, last year, we had breakout seasons by guys like Michael Brantley, Jason Kipnis, Yanni Gomes coming out of nowhere.
Right.
So I think for us, man, we're doing a great job. We get along amazing in the locker room. By far the greatest clubhouse in the game, hands down. And I think for us, even the veteran guys over here fighting for spots on the roster are saying, Swish, man, we've never been in a locker room like this before. And that's exactly what we want to do. I think we had something like 55 to 60 guys in camp last year, and something like 49 of them contributed to a big league team at some point in time of the season. So I think for us, we take a lot of pride in that. If you're in this locker room, bro, you're going to be given 150% every day, and that's what we expect on the field.
In case you haven't figured it out, we're talking with Nick Swisher from the Indians as he joins us here on Wahoo Week, part of our coverage from Goodyear, Arizona. Swish, you mentioned the lineup. Pretty much intact from last
right.
year, and yet nobody really had that monumental, huge season last
right.
year. There wasn't a career year, so there's still a lot of room for improvement.
100%. Absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people would, some people might say we overperformed last year, but I think that's almost a slap in the face, because we had a handful of guys in that lineup that did not have the years that they would have liked to have had. So if we can all go out there, do our part, put our numbers up, just think, we have the same production out of the same guys last year, and the guys that didn't have the years they wanted to propel their game in the right direction. Sky's the limit for this club.
How about you personally?
Where
do you
man.
Take your year?
Well, I think, you know, last year, I mean, you know, I consider it a down year. You know, some people are like, Swish, it wasn't as bad as what you thought. But, you know, I think for me, I put a lot of pressure on myself coming over, especially after the contract, trying to come over and hit 100 home runs. But I think for me, you know, I really kind of settled in there in the months of August and September, really got my game back. You know, there in that, it's crazy, man. I hit in the four hole, I hit nothing but singles. I go to the two hole, I start hitting home runs. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But either way, man, we've got such an amazing group of guys. You know, congratulations to Michael Brantley with his extension. Hopefully we got Kippy and Yanni on the horizon there as well, because like you're saying, man, the price of poker is going up. And I think for us, man, as an organization, we got to continue to keep these guys here so the fans in the city have something to really wrap their arms around.
Swish, your background, your history, you had been in big games and big situations. For the younger guys on this team, how important was the month of September and just that one game against Tampa to have experienced that and gone through that to now get ready for 2014?
I think in general, I mean, it's everything that I heard once I got to Cleveland was like, oh, yeah, Swish, you guys would do great the first half of the season, but don't worry, the tribe will tail off in the second half. But I think what the front office did, bringing over veteran guys, guys like Jason Giambi, guys like myself, Michael Bourne, Ryan Raber, Mike Avilas, guys who have been in these big games, know what it takes, and when things are kind of falling apart a little bit, bring everybody back together. And I think when you have a manager like Terry Francona leading your ship, I mean, damn, bro, it's easy to come to work every day. I mean, you know, we're going to go out, we're going to grind it out. There's no rules over here, man. Just come, show up on time, play your game, and give everything you got. So I think for us, man, once we gave those young Thundercats a little taste of what that postseason is like, everybody knows, man, once you get a little taste of something, bro, you want the whole thing. So I think for us, man, it was a great building block step in the right direction. We're going to continue to keep working. We're going to continue to keep making this city proud and hopefully bring back a championship. Because, you know, if we bring back a championship to the 2-1-6,
place will go crazy.
Bro, you're going to be a god the rest of your life.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go, take us through your off season. And I know this is a dangerous way to phrase a question to you, but at what point did you get amped up?
You know what,
for
I think
spring training?
I think more than anything, last year was such a crazy emotional roller coaster for me and my wife. You know, we go through the free agency signing in January. It's like the greatest thing that ever happened to us and ever will happen to us. And then, you know, I lose my mother in spring training. And then my daughter was born 2 months later. So it's like I just kind of up and down. And I think for me, the offseason, man, I wanted to be a dad. Yeah. I've never had really the opportunity through the season. You're home for 7 days, you're gone for 10 days. You're back home for 10 days, you're gone for another 10 days. So I think for me to be able to spend every second with my daughter for those months of November, December, and January, it was amazing for me, man. It really got my mind in the right sense.
Fatherhood's a special thing, isn't it?
It's by far the greatest thing on the planet, dude. I am enjoying it so much. But then again, man, you know, hey, you know, I got a job to do, and that's why I'm here at 6 o'clock in the morning every day, man, fired up, ready to go, you know, trying to bring some energy up in this place.
He's amped up. He's fired up. He's ready to go. How many cups of coffee this
morning? No, man, that's just one, man.
One!
That's just a morning, just like, hey, man, time to turn on the engines a little bit, you know?
That's Nick Swisher on one cup of coffee.
That's it, man.
Joining us this morning on Wahoo Week. Thanks
yes,
for stopping
sir. You
by.
You got it, man. No problem.
Nick Swisher joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.